This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump has declared a national emergency, bypassing Congress to build a wall along the southern U.S. border, as well as setting up a legal challenge that could help determine the limits of U.S. presidential power. But as AP Sagar Magani reports, the president's declaration is sure to face legal challenges.
The president likely gave challengers ammunition for questioning its legal basis by hinting at the political realities.
I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra says he's right.
He didn't have to do this. In fact, he can't do this.
Becerra says the president's violating the Constitution, which gives Congress the power of the purse. Governor Gavin Newsom says California is likely to sue the president over the declaration, which is also being criticized by some GOP lawmakers. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Last Friday, three Texas landowners and an environmental group filed the first suit challenging the president's national emergency declaration. Nigeria's presidential elections have been pushed back by a week. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy explains why.
The announcement came just hours before polls were due to open in Africa's largest democracy. The country's electoral commission said the delay was to ensure a free and fair election. It told Reuters that it had found some result sheets and ballot papers were reportedly missing.
The commission came to the conclusion that proceeding with the election as scheduled is no longer feasible. Consequently, the Commission has decided to reschedule the presidential and National Assembly elections.
The decision has been criticized by the ruling APC party, and the chairman of the main opposition party has called it, quote, dangerous to our democracy and unacceptable.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. This is VOA News. It appears that more than 200 tons of U.S. humanitarian aid will be delivered to Venezuela from just across the border in Colombia Saturday. The aid delivered by U.S. military planes is just one round of food and medical supplies expected to be delivered to economically troubled Venezuela. Comes as the request of a Venezuelan opposition leader, Juan Guaido. Embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has said the aid is part of Washington's political maneuvering to get him out of office and has blocked a bridge needed to move the supplies into Venezuela. The United States said Maduro's election was unfair and illegitimate, and U.S. officials and scores of other nations have recognized his rival Guaido as the country's interim leader. Russia has detained American investor Michael Calvi, the U.S. founder of the Moscow-based Baring Vostok Private Equity Group, on suspicion of fraud. A spokeswoman for Moscow's district court says Calvi was detained along with other members of the firm on Thursday. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan says it's time to expand the coalition that is fighting the Islamic State group. After meeting with coalition members in Germany, Shanahan said the coalition has made progress in Syria and Iraq. However, he said he would like to see more nations commit to the fight than the 79 currently involved.
I, for one, envision an even bigger and stronger coalition going forward, one that has evolved to meet the global threat posed by ISIS's offshoots and its murderous ideology.
President Trump had hoped to hear this week that the final pocket of IS resistance had been crushed in eastern Syria. However, militants remain in the village of Baghouz. An effort by the U.S.-backed forces to take the town has been slowed by the presence of hundreds of civilians. The Supreme Court will decide whether the 2020 census can include a question about citizenship that could affect the allocation of seats in the House of Representatives and more.
The justices have agreed to a quick review of a lower court ruling that has so far blocked the Trump administration from adding the citizenship question to the census for the first time since 1950. Both the administration and opponents of the question agreed the court should settle the matter quickly because the census forms need to be printed soon. Arguments will take place in late April. A decision should come by late June. Opponents argue that the citizenship question is intended to discourage the participation of minorities who tend to support Democrats from filling out the census forms. Shelley Adler, Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.